Guillermo Heredia.
Okay, sir, you're there for the Arizona Board of Education, coming through for your revocation hearing for your, hold one second.
I'm gonna hand save this.
Okay, so, I'm going here with this hearing, I don't know, I'm a little confused now, I'm confused.
You can call him on that, on the other line.
Okay, well, we are going to, well, we found them, so thank you for your help, sir, so we're gonna hang up with you, sir, still free, yes, sir.
Hello.
Thank you. Okay, now, I'm back to you, Mr. Heredia, okay.
Okay.
Let me get you state your name and address and number again for the record.
Okay, Guillermo Heredia, 215-793.
Thank you, sir, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Commission for your revocation hearing. Regarding the one alleged allegation overruled, based on the information that we have, we were notified of this hearing back on August the 3rd of 2018. Do you remember signing that notification, sir?
On August 15th, what is that?
August the 3rd, that's the one you said that the hearing would be held today, sir.
Okay.
Okay. And in that statement, the reason is that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. You don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir, I guess.
Okay, we'll just give you that right, because you would have to pay for them, so, but you just have that right.
Okay,
sir. You can't see us this afternoon, but there are four board members participating in the hearing this afternoon, and they are the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mrs. D.R. Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright, I'm going to serve as your panel lead, and we also have in the room with us today the Honorable Mr. Brady. Mr. Brady is representing the Department of Corrections as well as a parole officer. Mr. Rare and Mr. Brady, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help you God and be your sore friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. You have one allegation only one. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, please tell me, sir, whether it's true or false. And it reads that you have violated Arizona Traditional Supervision Number 3 as demonstrated by your act of changing the place of residence at V-Way 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix, Arizona on about May the 24th, 2018 without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The whereabouts is unknown, thus you were suspended from supervision. So is that true or false?
Yeah, I didn't show up.
So that's true.
Yes.
Okay, so that's true. I'm going to mark it true. Okay. Therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Ray violated terms and conditions of supervision with the lethal that he had or may have lapsed into Polaroids or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Okay, so now we're going to phase two of the hearing, which is very important. Here we're going to find out whether we will revoke your community supervision or to continue your supervision. We're going to ask that you remain quiet up front because now we're going to get some background information on you. And once we get this information, then we're going to come back and talk with you, sir. So just hold on, sir. Mr. Brady, would you give us some background information, sir? What are you prepared, sir?
Mr. Ferreira was released from DOC on April 16, 2018. He was arrested on July 15th of 2018 by Yuma PD on domestic violence, disorderly conduct, and criminal damage charges. He returned to DOC 7/15/2018. He has a CSED of 11/13/2018. It reflects 52 found days, current conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2007, misconduct involving weapons, 1 year, 6 months. 2012, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2013, criminal trespass, first degree, 6 months. 2014, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. He has 5 terms of DOC, his CUIR scores are 3-3, mental health scores are 3, substance abuse scores are 2. Christopher Renna, 7 minutes, being a member of a prison gang in Sharon.
Is it, right, what is it?
Out of California. Prior term of supervision, 2008, TIS release, arrested on a tech violation, breached CSED while in custody. 2013, January, TIS release, completed 4 months. 2013, November, TIS release, completed 1 month. 2015, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, with CSED while in custody. Disciplinary violations are moderate. Under arrest, 2000, burglary, California, juvenile probation. 2002, robbery, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2003, danger drug violation, California, county jail. 2003, danger drug violation, California, county jail. 2005, burglary, second degree, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2009, controlled substance violation, California, felony conviction, state prison. He has a community risk score of G7V8.
Mm-hmm. And you have a charge of opinion?
Yeah, charge of opinion.
Opinion, okay. Thank you so very much, sir. Okay, we're about to read Mr. Orr. We're just going to go real briefly, looking at your case supervision summary. As we stated that you, when you were released, you got traditions initially, and then you were at TLC, and then you went to V-Ray, so you moved around. So there's going to be three places where you were located while you were out, sir?
I need like help, and I went to CBI, and I needed help to had me on medication, and I don't know my way around Phoenix. I was struggling. I don't know what to do. I barely have know how to read and write, and I just didn't know my way around, and that's why I didn't show up to go see
Did you finally get some medication, sir?
Yeah, I got the medication and everything because CBI, they gave me some lady kind of comes and picks me up and takes me where I need to be at and drops me off and picks me up, and I was kind of getting by a little bit, and then I got kind of lost and I didn't know where my way around. So I just,
Mm-hmm. And while you were out, sir, did you have any employment at all, sir?
An employment? What do you mean, like a job?
Like a job, yes, sir. Did you have a job?
No, because I didn't have my Social Security, because I barely got my Social Security. And when I got my Social Security, I got kicked out of the Halfter House. I guess I stepped out of the thing, and I didn't know where to do, so I just wandered off, and I didn't know how to get a hold of a parole officer or anything like that, and I was in the streets, kind of going through some things with my family and stuff like that, and I had everything, like, before that, I had everything what I needed, like, I had classes, I had everything what I needed to do, I just needed to get to the mission to Yuma, and from the health lady I talked to and everything got me like classes, like a bed there ready for me to get there. But I told my parole officer, and my parole officer didn't want that kind of give me a chance because I want to help myself, and I'm tired of coming back. And so he's like, well, no one, it's not what you want, so you're going to stay here. And I was like, well, I got the mission in Yuma. I got the bed there. I just need to get there. I have classes. I have all these things that I need to do to help myself. I have medications. I have all these things to, to help myself. And he's like, well, you know what? It's not what you want. You're going to have to stay here in Phoenix. And I can explain to him. Well, I don't really know Phoenix, and I don't know how to read that good because I was in special ed classes. And I was taking medication. I go to CBI. I go to Horizon when I was in the streets, and I was doing all these things.
What kind of medication were you taking? I know that you had some mental health challenges. So what were you taking? What medication for?
At the time, when I was in CBI, they gave me a Seroquel. And they gave me Seroquel, and then over here and at Horizon, they were giving me something else. And so I was just asking for, like, because I really need help, and I'm crying for help, all these things, and my professor was like, he's like, no, you have to stay here in Phoenix, da-da-da. So I was like, look, sir, I have all these things, you couldn't call this number right here. I have all these numbers, everything what he needed to call for me to get to Yuma, to get closer to my family so I could get that support.
Let me just ask this. So how are you doing now, medical-wise?
Look, right now I'm on medication. Right now I'm fine. I'm alright. But it's just, I'm fine.
Now take note, sir, that you suspended for 52 days. I guess that's when you was up here in Phoenix. So where were you when you suspended, sir? Where were you? Were you in Phoenix? And were you homeless? Or what were you doing?
I was homeless. And then after that, I called my wife. I was like, look, I'm over here struggling. I'm lost. I don't know where I'm at. Where am I at and everything. I can't find a place of to go to the go see my pro officer. I don't have no money or nothing, so I just like random person, if I could use the phone, and I just called my wife, and I was like, look, I'm here struggling, and he goes, what about the pro officer? I was like, I can't find it, I'm lost, I don't know my way around.
So what was your wife? She was down in Yuma, sir?
Yes. Okay. Like everybody, my sister, everybody's in Yuma.
And so let me ask this question. What were you doing when the Yuma Police Department picked you up?
What I was doing?
Yes, sir. Were you on the streets or were you homeless? Or why did they, why did they stop and pick you up, sir?
I'm at my wife's house, and we had like a little argument, and like the neighbors just called us about it, and they just took me in because I had a parole warrant.
Okay, sir. I'm going to see if other board members want to have some questions for you at this time, sir.
I just need a chance, I just want this to...
I'm going to give you a chance to talk, sir, but let me see if there are any further questions for you at this time, sir. I don't see any further questions for you at this time. We're coming towards the end of the hearing. Now, please listen. Anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself now, just sum it up. Anything else you want to tell the board now, sir?
No, I just got done just saying what I had to say, and it's about it. All I need is a chance, if you could give me this one opportunity, I could just go and turn myself into like a program here in Yuma. You could just give me that one chance, and I have everything ready for. I just need this to get there, and I don't know, I need help,
Okay, sir. Okay, sir, now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, but stay on the phone, listen to everything that we do so that you hear everything that we say. So please listen, don't hang up. Okay, sir, now the board is in discussion. Mr. Roy, a very interesting individual. Unfortunately, he ended up in Phoenix, and he didn't know where he was, and he had some our situation, in addition to that, as he indicated himself, that in school he was in special education, and he had a problem and just knowing where he was in the Phoenix area, and as a result of that, he just ended up lost and homeless, and for 52 days he just absconded, and so he had no idea where he was, and then he ran into some challenges, criminal justice challenges, and some charges might even be pending even at this particular moment. But as it relates to where we are at this particular time, I think it's best for him to complete his term. He should be out for this purpose, November the 13th of this year. Hopefully he'll put a plan together, and if those charges are taken care of, and he can come out and be a productive citizen. But he needs a plan. as he said, he needs help, and I think that he needs to work with his CO3 so they can put a plan together for him, so that they will have something waiting for him when he gets in the outside. Otherwise, in my opinion, he's going to end up right back into the criminal justice system again, and we just don't want to see him in Orange again. Therefore, I feel that it was not, would not be appropriate to release him at this time, but for him to put a plan together, and when he gets out in the room, hopefully, he'll be ready to move forward. But that's only one board member speaking, and therefore now open it up for other board members. If you want nothing else, then I'm going to move to find that based upon information contained in warrant number 2018W1678, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections to Mr. Brady, and as well as noted, taking note that Mr. Herrera abstained for some 52 days, and that he does have some SMI problems. I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
That is my motion by C.T. Rice, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, sir, don't look at this as a negative. What we've done, we have revoked your community supervision, but you're going to be out in November. When you go to your CO3, work with your CO3 so that he can be ready to help you go back down to Yuma when you get out, and then contact with your wife so that she can have some money, put you on a bus or however you can get down to Yuma so you can go to Yuma with your family when this is come November the 13th, sir. So this will end your hearing. Thank you so much for your participation today. Please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir. CO3?